Hi everybody. My name is Jeremy Jakubovic, and today I'm going to talk about distributed optimization, like some other talk before. I should say two things before beginning. First, of course, I should acknowledge my co-authors, Pascal Bianchi, Gerson Faure, and Walid Hachem. We are all colleagues at Telecom Paritech. Gerson Faure and Walid Hachem are also affiliated with the CNRS. And say also that some results I'm going to present were derived very recently and are not in the in our ICASP paper. So for starters, let's say a few words about minimization. Imagine I have a function f and I want to minimize it to a finite dimensional vector space. You all know, I'm sure, the deterministic gradient algorithm, which is an iterative algorithm and consists of following the gradient lines. Actually, if I want to minimize, I take the opposite direction with gamma sub n being a positive step size. This is if I know the function f. If I know a function f up to a random perturbation, which has to be unbiased, I could do the same thing, and the corresponding algorithm is the celebrated stochastic gradient algorithm. And under classical assumptions and for well-behaved functions, one can show that the estimates sequence converges to the roots of the gradient of f. So we are going to talk about this very minimization problem, but in a distributed framework. First, the outline of my talk is the following. First, we are going to deal with unconstrained optimization, analyze the algorithm asymptotically, and then move on to constrained optimization and illustrate this on a power allocation example. So for unconstrained optimization now, we imagine we have a network of n agents. This network can be from very different natures, sensors, mobile phones, robots, etc. And agents are connected according to a random graph with possibly time-varying topology. And they want to achieve a global mission, and for that they are able to talk in the neighborhood, to cooperate. So more precisely, in this talk, we assume that each agent I has a utility function fi, and we want to the network wants to minimize the sum of the utility functions. So we have to say to emphasize on two difficulties. The first difficulty is that agent I ignores other utility function of the other nodes, yet we want to optimize something that depends on them. So obviously cooperation is going to be needed. The second remark is that agent I only knows its own utility function up to a random perturbation. So we also have to use the stochastic approximation framework. So the algorithm we are going to analyze, I stated I'm going to comment on in a second, is based on ideas rooted in the work of Tsitsiklis, and there has been many contribution afterwards. Interesting work by Nedic et al, but many more works. So the agent it's exactly is the very algorithm that we saw in the talk by Professor Sayed. There are two steps for this algorithm. In the first step, each agent received the perturbed version of the gradient and updates its estimate in a temporary estimate theta tilde n plus 1 I. So each agent does this. And then they talk, agent, for instance, here, agent I, updates his final estimates using the temporary estimates of his neighbors and the weighted sum. So W n plus y I j has to be zero if the nodes are not connected. This is the first obvious constraint. The network model is the following. There are other constraints on the weights W. W must sum up to one in row and columns. It's a doubly stochastic matrix. The first requirement here is not very costly. Each agent I can tune his weights so as to sum up to one. But the second one is more difficult to achieve because agent has to cooperate to be able to sum up to one. So there's a nice solution using pairwise gossip, as introduced in Xiao and Boyd, that ensures the W matrices are doubly stochastic. We also assume matrices W are IID, that can be weakened. And this fourth assumption is a technical one. Here rho is the spectral radius. Essentially, loosely speaking, it says that the network is connected, has one connected component. So it's a very mild assumption. So now let's move on to the asymptotic analysis. We define bold theta, which is we stack all the estimates of all the agents in a single vector theta, and are interested in two things. First, in the average of the estimates, and also in the disagreements, how the local estimates differ from the average. So the difficult technical point is to propose satisfying conditions, and there's a difficulty in the stability. Stability is the property that all the vector theta sub n remain bounded with probability one, and we provide such a condition using a Lyapunov function, and when interested in minimization, we can take the function f out as our Lyapunov function. I'm not going to enter the details. So the first result is that with probability one, consensus is achieved, meaning that all the estimates achieved eventually the same value, and that the average of the estimates converges to the set of roots of our gradient of f, which are our target points. Also, if this set is made of isolated points, then we converge to one of these points. We also proved an order two result, which is central limit theorem. I'm not going to enter into the details, but it just says that under good assumptions, the renormalized disagreements converge in distribution to a Gaussian vector, and I should point out that here the distribution of this Gaussian vector is degenerated since all these random vectors here are the same. So instead of going into the detail, let me draw your attention on three consequences of this result. The first one is that the estimates converge at speed square root of gamma n. And a consequence of this consequence is that the algorithm performs as well as the centralized algorithm. And also, from the degenerate nature of the distribution we saw, we can tell that the disagreements are negligible with respect to the difference between the target value, because the distribution of the vector puts mass only on the consensus line. So another remark is that since this agreement is achieved at very high speed compared to the to the speed towards the target value, we do not need to communicate too often. And actually, we could show that if the probability that there's a communication goes to zero, as soon as it's lower than 1 over square root of n, we can still guarantee the convergence and hence save networks energy and keeping the same performance. So now let's go to constrained optimization. My problem is the same, except that now my estimates are required to remain in a compact and convex set capital D, curve D, and this set is known by all the agents. So we could use pretty much the same algorithm, except that now, if one estimate goes out of set D, we bring it back to the boundary of D using a projection. And the second gossip step is unchanged. So two remarks. The first remark is that now no more stability issues, which is a difficult technical point. So it's a good news, but the bad news is that the projection introduces other technical difficulties. So our sole result is that consensus is still achieved with probability 1, and that the average of the estimates converges to the set of KKT points. And again, if this set is made of isolated points, then the average converges towards one of these points. Perhaps I should skip the sketch of proof and get it to it if I have time. So as an illustration, we are going to address the problem of interference channel. We have two source destination pairs, and we assume that there is no channel state information at the transmitter. Only the destinations observes the channel gains, and the goal here is that the destinations cooperate in order to minimize the probability of error over the channels, and this the exact function they want to minimize is actually a weighted sum of all the probability of error for each source pair destination, and the constraint comes from the fact that each transmitter cannot use power more than a given threshold here. So each user has an estimate. Each destination has an estimate of all the transmitter powers, and we apply the algorithm we presented, just replacing the abstract gradient of f with our specific function to maximize, to minimize, and using the specific set D as imposed by our constraint. And for what we've seen, we can guarantee that this algorithm is going to converge to a local minimum, a KKT point, and with probability 1. So we could use a more involved settings with more than one channel from each source destination pair. So, let's show some numerical very rapidly some numerical results. Here we plotted the power allocation for the two transmitters estimated over the time, and there are two curves each time. One is for the centralized algorithm and the other is for the distributed algorithm. The centralized algorithm here is in blue, distributed is in red. Here it's in turquoise, the centralized and green, the distributed. So this is for the first user and this is for the second user, and we see that we reach eventually here it's not so clear that we reach a stable point, as predicted by our results. So let me conclude. First, we we studied the distributed stochastic algorithm in both constrained and unconstrained framework. We provided realistic sufficient conditions for convergence with probability 1. And we stated a central limit theorem only for the unconstrained case. As future work, we would like to get rid of this doubly stochasticity constraint over the weight matrices, since it's a bit cumbersome for a network. And we would like also to establish such a central limit theorem in the constraint case. Thank you for your attention.
Y n plus 1
is given to the node.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Yeah. So, now, another remark I want to make, actually, you know, this form of algorithm I did a few years before Nedlik and our work. Okay.
In cyclic-cyclic, so, yeah.
Not exactly this form of algorithm. So I just suggest you go back to the references and take a look at it.
Okay, perhaps if you want to get into the details, the work by cyclic-cyclic doesn't use, of course, pairwise gossip, since it's...
Okay, go back to 2006 or 2009. Nedlik is aware of that. You can find out that this algorithm appears in this paper.
Yeah. Our point here is not, we are absolutely aware of that, this algorithm. What we say here, that algorithm is known, and we don't claim...
From where?
From both, from the Tsitsikli's case, where with...
Okay, thank you. Let's go on.